Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
I could not wait to get in here. I'm telling you, honestly, I could not wait to get in this room today. A pleasant good afternoon to you and yours. Welcome in to Straight Up with Sturge for a Thursday, the 19th day of September 2019. Willie P and Diesel here with you in for Sturge. And you, I'm saying, you know, it's funny how those way this works. I had a very awesome day today. Started out really bad. Had a really bad morning. Fantastic afternoon. Spoke to some awesome journalism students at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Told them why this is an awesome profession. And then the content fairy dropped something out of the sky and gave me something that can literally fuel me for an entire 3 hours. Don't know if we're going to talk about it for the entire 3 hours, but it's something that involves a topic that literally was in maybe the tail end of the show, even tail end of this hour, but it made its way to the front. And let me tell you, it's a doozy. We'll get to that in just a moment. We're going to have our opposition research day. My good friend Matt Michaels, KTGR Radio, Columbia, Missouri, will give us the lowdown on the Missouri Tigers, who take on the South Carolina Gamecocks this weekend. Big game for both, swing game for both, could possibly tell the direction of where the SEC East is going to go outside of Georgia. Also, the Charlotte 49ers, the bastion of NFL and college football, converges in the city of Charlotte, because you have one team in the Carolina Panthers and one team in the Charlotte 49ers that are the best two teams in their respective sports. Tell me, Diesel, how much you love the Charlotte 49ers. How much?
150 points in three games.
You've been saying that line the last 3 days.
Explosive. The most explosive team Dabo Swinney will face all season.
It's the biggest game of the year. It's the biggest game of the year. They've got the best player on the team that we haven't seen in Alex Highsmith. David Scott from the Charlotte Observer will tell us just how explosive they are and how full of baloney or how on spot Dabo Swinney is. I have a feeling he might be more baloney than spot. Telephone number for you to join us, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776. Text line is open as well. Text us at 71307. Please put ESPN in the body of your text. That way we can filter them out from the other texts that come in into this building. So what does that juicy topic that the content fairy put into our laps to start the show today? If you're gonna act like you're a clown show, we are going to treat you like a clown show.
Stand and cheer for the Panthers. Stand and cheer for the team. The pride of both Carolina.
Panther head coach Ron Rivera has stepped in it. He has stepped in it, folks. He addressed the media today at Panther Place, corner of Mint Street. And let me tell you, he has not done something that I would consider wise. I had somebody who has covered the Panthers longer than I have been here tell me that the Panther media base sits among the softest when it comes to how hard-hitting they consider their coverage of the Carolina Panthers. They consider it basically something where they are thankful to have them here. They're happy to be there. They're happy to be in NFL City. And then any criticism that comes usually comes from WFNZ, which is our sister station up there in the intercom world. And a lot of that criticism in the past has been very, very tepid. Well, when you bite the hand that feeds you, which is a largely supportive media base, and do something of the nature that Ron Rivera has done, then guess what? You've lost your greatest ally. Rivera speaking to the media today about Cam Newton, who once again did not practice today, Panther Place. Kyle Allen looks poised to make his first career start with the Panthers coming up next week. He was asked, he being Rivera, about Cam Newton repeatedly over the course of the beginning part of his press conference. And about 1 minute in, he kind of got a little fed up with the questions about QB1.
Would you think Cam would travel in either event, or would that be decided tomorrow?
See, you guys want to watch, sit there and watch, so you'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, guys. I mean, let's talk about Arizona. I mean, I haven't really talked about Arizona. You know, so it'd be good to answer those kind of questions.
Cam, though.
I know it's about Cam, but I don't know anymore until tomorrow. So let's just, let's talk about Arizona. If not, there's no reason for me to stand here.
You felt before the opener, you were 100% confident he was going to be ready to go. Where are you on that level now?
I just asked you to ask me questions about somebody else. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? I told you, I won't know anything until tomorrow. Okay. Thank you.
Golly, language, to quote Captain America, language.
Listen, I'm not going to try to overstate what our role is, because I just spent about an hour and 15 minutes doing that to some burgeoning people who I want to make sure that enjoy a career in this industry. But here's the issue. It is not our job to prop you up and make you look better than you really are. It is our job to tell the truth. The truth is, the Carolina Panthers' first 2 weeks of the season have been a dumpster fire. And much of the success of the franchise, for better or for worse, centers around the health of Cam Newton. If Cam Newton is not healthy, and by healthy I mean able to run and throw, then everything that you possibly have built this franchise around crumbles like a house of cards. So, if you are upset, frustrated, mad about the questions involving the most important player on your franchise, then don't build your franchise to where it can be combusted by the injury of that said player.
Corey G on Twitter says Ron's move was completely wise. They kept asking about Cam. He talked about Cam for 2 minutes and then said no more. And they kept asking. All of the best reporters and fans are saying they would do the same. What do you mean by best fans? The best fans.
Are you kidding me? If they don't ask about Cam Newton, then why in the world are we playing this game? Why in the world are you even showing up at the press conference? You knew there were going to be questions about Cam. You knew there were going to be questions about the most important player in your franchise. Do you not get how this works, Ron? I'm sorry if you think that the questions about Cam are unfair. Guess what? The entire world knows that if you don't have Cam Newton on the field, you are toast. If you don't have a healthy Cam Newton on the field, you are toast. Your team just lost to a Todd Bowles-led defense and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You lost to a quarterback who had lost 12 consecutive road games on a Thursday night where road teams never, never, and I mean, what's the word, Diesel? Never win. And yet, you're worried about the questions about Cam Newton? Here's the problem. Ron Rivera is taking another page out of the What Happens When Head Coaches Get Fired handbook. This is what happens when you see blood in the water. You do certain things like fire position coaches arbitrarily. Check! You do things like try to take over the side of the football that is your specialty. He did so for the defense. Check! And then you try to pick fights in the media. Check! It's only a matter of time before Ron Rivera finds himself with a pink slip in his mailbox as opposed to a bonus check. He is the most likely coach to be fired, odds-wise, in Vegas. Many believe that Cam Newton's success, health, well-being, and quite honestly, his career is tied to that of Rivera's. And because of this particular downturn, it now seems and stands to reason that Rivera's days are numbered in Carolina. And he's not a bad football coach. I don't think he is. But he has saddled himself, and the organization has saddled itself, to a quarterback that, quite honestly, does not have the ability to lead the team by one of the two dimensions that is greatest of his aptitude. He cannot be a leader just as a thrower. He cannot be an effective player if he's just a thrower. He needs to be able to run. It's been proven part and parcel over the timing of his career. And if Cam Newton can't run, Cam Newton can't play. And if Cam Newton can't play, then the Carolina Panthers can't do diddly on the football field. 844-GSP-ESPN is a phone number. 71307 is a text line. Another coach who literally pulled this same move or a similar move out of the playbook of what happens when a head coach gets fired is Pat Shurmur. He canceled a weekly radio interview with one of our partner stations, WFAN in New York, with the most powerful man in the medium, and Mike Francesa. Think what you want about the man's aptitude. He has a platform that is greater than anybody we have in our industry. And if you can't stand up to the criticisms of that man in that city where accountability is paramount, you have no chance to have success on the field. If you allow yourself to be affected by the feeble criticisms of that gentleman, come on, man. What makes you think you're going to stand up to players? If you can't stand up to Mike Francesa, who can you stand up to? If you can't stand your ground, that's weak, man. That's incredibly weak-willed and petty. And when you start to cut access off to the media, I'm not trying to sit here and sound like I'm Walter Williams, but you're only creating bigger problems for yourself. If Ron Rivera actually answered the questions about Cam Newton, more would not have come. The more vague he is, the fact that he became evasive and left the press conference, he is doing the exact opposite of what he intended. Now, the intensity will only become greater, and quite honestly, could possibly cave in on the entire organization. I don't know about you, but I didn't think that Arizona had a puncher's chance before the season started with this game. Now, oy, Kyle Allen versus Kyler Murray. The battle of the two quarterbacks who could not wait to get away from Kevin Sumlin. Who would you take in that matchup? I don't know if I'm taking Kyle Allen. Did you see the way they played in the preseason? Lordy. 844-GSB-ESPN, the phone number, text line 71307. Plenty more on this. We'll take your tweets at Willie P. Style, at Diesel on Radio, and at ESPN Upstate. I am so happy to be here with you today. Opposition research begins next. We'll get into the Carolina-Mizzou game. My good friend Matt Michaels, KTGR Radio in Columbia, Missouri, will join us to talk about the Missouri Tigers, who host South Carolina in the battle of, wait for it, Diesel, the Mayor's Cup, the trophy game that you absolutely hate to glorify. The Mayor's Cup. You're shaking your head. You're shaking your head. Go ahead and
say, I wish I had that Price is Right sound. Burr, 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 burr.
Say something funny, Diesel. Go ahead. 844-GSP-ESPN, the phone number 71307, the text line. I will ask Matt Michaels what kind of advantage Albert Okwuegbunam brings to the table against that South Carolina secondary that has been woeful over the first three games of 2019. It's ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, radio.com.